tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court will consider the half-century-old legal precedent that guarantees the right to abortion. Mississippi is asking the court to support a decision by the state legislature to make it practically impossible to get an abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The court will hear oral arguments in the most significant abortion case it has considered since Roe v. Wade.
And it's believed the high court would never have taken up the Mississippi case unless they were planning to seriously curtail or overturn Roe v. Wade. Dimitri talked about it with Alice Miranda Olstein. She is the healthcare reporter for Politico.
When the case came before the Supreme Court, when Mississippi petitioned the Supreme Court to take the case, you know, the thinking was if the Supreme Court was not interested in revisiting Roe versus Wade, they could have just said, look, your 15-week abortion ban is not constitutional under precedent, and we're not even going to hear this case. We're just going to say no. But the fact that they said, we want to take the case and we want to examine the question of whether states can ban abortion early in pregnancy, that really was the writing on the wall for a lot of people.
Let's start with abortion rights opponents. They have told you they have had a post-Roe strategy for many years. What do they mean by that?
So this is really what they've been working towards basically ever since Roe versus Wade was decided. It's been a real long game on their part to elect conservative lawmakers who would be willing to confirm conservative judges to the court. And now they have what they've been working towards all along in place, a 6-3 conservative supermajority who they see as willing to, if not completely overturn Roe versus Wade, at least significantly pare it back. And so they have been really planning for what comes next. You know, should Roe versus Wade fall, the decision of when and whether to allow abortion will return to the states. And so they are already pushing states and drafting model bills that they are giving to these lawmakers that would ban or significantly restrict abortion so that when this decision comes down, states are ready to move.
For those who are pro-abortion rights, what are their strategies?
Both sides are really focused on a lot of different things right now. There's the political side, the political fallout. This decision is likely to come just a few months before the midterm elections next year and could have a major impact on that. And they're also focused on the fact, both sides very starkly acknowledge that should Roe versus Wade fall, and should, you know, as many as half of the states in the country ban abortion, there will be a lot of people who have unwanted pregnancies. Of course, both sides differ on what those people need and what should be done for those people. You see people on the abortion rights side already soliciting donations, recruiting volunteers to potentially drive people across state lines, getting information out to people about how they can order abortion pills online. And you have clinics in states like California and Illinois already staffing up, adding hours, trying to prepare for what they expect will be a huge wave of people from the more conservative states.
Based on your reporting, do you see soon an America where blue states allow abortion, red states do not, and we have yet another major political division in our country?
So I would say that we are already there, but such a decision would only exacerbate that and drive the two sides further apart. Already in many states, there is only one remaining abortion clinic. Already in many states, there are a lot of restrictions on the procedure. People have to go see a doctor and then wait 24 hours and then go back. That is a major barrier for a lot of low-income people. You know, you can't use Medicaid, for example, to cover the cost of the procedure. And so that makes it prohibitive for a lot of people. And then you have states that are very progressive that try to make it a lot more accessible. And so you already have two Americas on this front. This would only deepen that divide and really have states where it's outlawed entirely and states that are, you know, welcoming a lot of people from out of state in order to have the procedure.
Is there a final thought that you would add here?
One under the radar piece of this is that the Biden administration in just a few weeks is expected to announce its decision on rules around the distribution of abortion pills going forward. That's going to come out of the FDA sometime in December. And that could really change the game here. People on the abortion rights side are hoping it can be a game changer to allow those pills to be prescribed via telemedicine and sent by mail. And on the anti-abortion side, they are already rushing in many states to enact bans to get ahead of that federal decision. And so I would urge people to keep a close eye on that front going forward.
And that is Alice Miranda Olstein, who covers healthcare for Politico. She joined us via Skype.